If you're listening to this and you're about to start a plan or you're in the middle of a plan, I'm telling you, take these to heart. This is not like a suggestion or best practices. It is like, no, it's fucking required. So if you want to get to where you want to be and lose those 30 to 50 pounds and never have to worry about it coming back so you can actually be happy and live your best life and thrive and be a good example to your kids, this is what's needed to do before you do that. Okay. Before you try to lose weight, here's your checklist. Check number one is your inner game must be What's going on, friends? Welcome back to a brand new episode of Dieting from the Inside Out. If you are new around here, welcome to the show. My name is Jared Hamilton, and I'm so excited to be back in the studio with you today. I have been under the weather. I've been trying to film this episode so many times, but I've just not been in it. I've been sick this entire week, and I've been trying to like get this episode recorded anyway and like in the midst of it, and it just has not worked out. So I'm pushing the deadline here at the time of recording this, and if I'm still a little bit, you know, sniffly and coughing, I apologize. But nonetheless, we are in this thing. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about the before you try to lose weight checklist. Okay. Here's the thing. It's funny. I actually did a post, a TikTok a couple years ago, probably 3-4 years ago by this point. And it was called the before you try to lose weight checklist. And it happened to go viral. It got like 4-something million views, which is viral, at least for me. And it was a little more surface level though. It was like no diets with their own names and, you know, no timelines and things like that, which is all great. So this one, I want to go deeper though. I think you guys like the deeper content. I mean, the show's called Dieting from the Inside Out. And I think it's important to go deeper before we get into all that. I'm going to take this one a little bit differently. Okay. Because I think it's important before you go into changing your life or a diet or a plan is we need to have a checklist to make sure like, all right, you're ready for this. Because the reality is most people aren't, you know, especially like even in a coaching dynamic, when people come to us for coaching and they get accepted into the program, most people are not ready to go right into weight loss yet. It's just part of how it goes. Their inner game isn't on point. Excuse me, their metabolic rate's not in a good place. They're not able to be consistent. Like all these different things we're going to get into here in a minute. But like the worst thing I could do is put someone right into fat loss if they're not ready for that. It's almost like if you're building a house, you as the homeowner might want the walls and the ceiling to go up, but it's not ready yet. The ground's got to be level or the foundation's got to be put in. But if you rush something and get outside of the order of operations, it's going to cause problems, right? So this is why I think it's a good idea to have what I'm calling the before you try to lose weight checklist. This way you actually can go through these checks yourself. How many do I have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I have 8. I have 8 checks for you to go through before you try to lose weight. Okay. So if you're listening to this and you're about to start a plan or you're in the middle of a plan, I'm telling you, take these to heart. This is not like a suggestion or best practices. It is like, no, it's fucking required. So if you want to get to where you want to be and lose those 30 to 50 pounds and never have to worry about it coming back so you can actually be happy and live your best life and thrive and be a good example to your kids, this is what's needed to do before you do that. Okay. Before you try to lose weight, here's your checklist. By the way, just throwing this out there. Now, if you like this content, I have an actual fat loss checklist in the description. I have a 5-day free course. It's a 5-day video course completely for free. Just put the best email and you want us to use to send it to. And it is incredible. So if you like this before you try to lose weight checklist, you'll want to go grab a copy of my actual fat loss checklist in the description, but we'll talk about that later. Otherwise, let's get into it. So, before you try to lose weight checklist, step number one, like check number one is your inner game must be on point. Here's the thing. I know some people listening to this may think that sounds kind of frou-frou or airy-fairy, but it's actually one of the most tactical things ever. Because the worst thing I could do is preemptively put you into fat loss when you have a faulty inner game foundation. But what do I mean by that? Your inner game are things like your relationship with food, your relationship with yourself. Things like your binge eating, your emotional eating, your sabotaging patterns, these kind of things. Because if these things aren't in order, your ability to know what to do but not do it, those kind of things, then it doesn't matter what plan I put in place. It doesn't matter what fat loss happens because you'll sabotage it. Way too many people. It's why to give you context, inside even coaching, before we let our clients go into stage 2 called boring fat loss, we have them go through stage 1 called dieting from the inside out because we have to fix this stuff first. Right. And I'm very bullish on this. I mean, think about it this way. If I could snap my fingers right now and all the weight you're trying to lose comes off, would you be good? Well, probably not. Well, let me ask you this. If I could snap my fingers and all the weight comes off, would your binge eating go away? Well, no. What about the emotional eating? Well, no. Would your relationship with food be healed? Well, no. Would your pattern of subconscious sabotage go away? Well, no. If I got all the weight to come off right now, would you still be a perfectionist causing you to start over Monday? Well, yeah. Okay, then. Well, if that's the case, then we're not ready for weight loss yet. We have to fix that inner game. It goes back to the house building analogy. You can want to put the walls and the ceiling up all you want, but if you don't have a foundation, they're going to crumble. It's the same thing here. So the number one thing before you try to lose weight, it's what we do with clients. I'm like, I put my money where my mouth is on this, is you have to have your inner game on point. You have to have a fantastic relationship with food. That way you're not binge eating or emotional eating. You have to have a great headspace and mindset so you're not a perfectionist or an all or nothing person or somebody's, you know, those kind of things. You have to make sure that we have you're not sabotaging. We have to make sure, sorry, I had a phone call coming in. We have to make sure your coping mechanisms and your sabotaging mechanisms are in a good place so you don't make progress, then something happens and then you lose it again. Right? This is the big thing. So we have to make sure your inner game is on point, because if it's not, then we're not ready for fat loss. I'm telling you, you need all of these before you're ready to lose weight. Okay. Now the cool thing is as you fix these, you'll start to lose some weight, right? Like if you, as we stop binge eating, like we see this with clients all the time, as we help someone stop binge eating, right there, that's a calorie deficit. So they lose some weight. But at the end of the day, you need to have your expectations in the right place where if these things are not in place, you're not ready to lose weight yet. Otherwise, you'll just gain it back and it'll be another notch in the proverbial bedpost. And I don't want that to happen to you. Okay. So number one checklist, the before you try to lose weight checklist is your inner game has to be on point. Now, obviously this is not the episode where I'm going to be able to get into every single one of these things, like on how to fix your relationship with food, how to stop binge eating, all of that. I do have, the thing is in this case, I do have resources on every single one of these though. So just hit me up, hit my team up, shoot me a message and I can send you any podcasts or resources that I have on any of these. Okay. Number two, the before you try to lose weight checklist. Number two, we need to have you at a good starting point with nutrition, specifically around your calories and where your metabolism is at. So what I mean by that is way too many people come, like I'll see people come to us in coaching, they're eating 1200 calories a day and they can't lose weight. And then now they're here in front of me. Well, that's not a foundation I can take someone into fat loss from. We have to, in that case, like reverse diet them and bring their calories up, upregulate their metabolism, get them in a good sustainable place. Then we can drop calories into a fat loss stage. But the thing is, if you're not in a good place with that, if you feel like you can't eat more than 1200 calories a day, or you have to starve yourself to lose weight or that kind of thing, you're not ready to lose weight yet. We have to make sure you are at a good starting point with nutrition and your overall metabolic rate in calories. Otherwise, you're just going to sabotage again. And I don't want that to happen to you. So if that's the case, we have to make sure, are you in a good enough place where we can actually drop calories comfortably, right? So if you're, let's say you're like, all right, I eat 1300 calories and I can't lose weight, but now you're considering doing cardio every day, or you're trying to go to like 1100 calories or 1000 calories a day, that's not okay. We need to, before we do anything, I'll tell you exactly what we do with clients and the rationale behind it. When we have someone that comes to us, excuse me, when we have someone that comes to us and they're in this position where they are eating next to nothing, they still can't lose and everything's all over the place, the pressure's off to lose weight. This is where stage one comes in. We diet them from the inside out. And while we're fixing things like their relationship with food, their inner game, their binge eating, that kind of stuff, we are slowly, incrementally adding calories back. Because what this does is, in the same way you can kind of tiptoe down and slow your metabolism down, where you slowly drop calories and your body acclimates and then so forth, and it goes down, we can also do it going up. So if you're at 1200 calories, can't lose weight, we may bump you to 1300, 1400. And then you'll acclimate, your body will adapt, and then we'll lather and repeat and keep seeing how high we can take that until we find your upper limit. That's the idea of something that you should probably do if you're in that place for this second point where if you're not in a good starting point with nutrition, we can't force fat loss on this. Otherwise, it's just going to hurt your metabolism more and it's going to make things even harder. Okay. So that's why number two is we have to make sure you're at a good starting point with your nutrition and your overall calories and metabolism. Okay. Number three, my bullets are out of whack here, but number three, before you try to lose weight this next time, your adage, this is the biggest adage we teach clients. Your adage is, if I can't do it for 10 years, I won't do it for 10 days. We have a tendency as people to make really dumb decisions because we are impatient and desperate and we want the thing now. Way too many people are in the camp of, well, I want to get some weight off so I get motivated. So I'm going to cut calories extra. I'm going to do the stupid shit. Or I'm going to follow some trendy diet or do whatever challenge that's unsustainable until I get the weight off. Well, what do you think is going to happen when you quit doing that? You're going to gain the weight back. And how motivating is that, right? So you have to understand that if you can't do it for 10 years, the next decade ahead of you, you shouldn't be doing what you're about to do for the next 10 days because you're going to eventually have to stop. The problem is this is the trap most people fall into. They're so desperate. They want to get the weight off now. They're frustrated, which is not a good place to cause change from. Then they do the thing, get the weight to come off. But because the avenue was so unsustainable and not a good fit and wasn't even a good idea, they break, they stop, they gain their weight back. And then some, then they're frustrated. But then in the back of their head, they go, oh, well, the last time I lost weight, it was with Weight Watchers or Optavia or cutting calories too much or whatever the case is. And they go back to that. And this is how people stay in this cycle. So your adage and your filter on everything you do is, can I do this for the next decade? Well, no. Okay, then you don't do it for the next 10 days. We don't do anything short term around here. So that's your filter. So if you're tempted to intermittent fast, well, could you intermittent fast for the next decade? Well, no. Okay, it's off limits. Well, let's say you're thinking about going back to Weight Watchers. Well, do you want to do Weight Watchers for the next 10 years of your life? Well, no. Okay, then don't do it for the next 10 days of your life. That is your filter. Okay, that's how we make sure from a principle standpoint, we're doing this the right way. Okay, hope this is making sense. Number four, there's a couple of these next ones that I put in here that I thought about leaving out, but I think they're important from an expectation standpoint. So before you try to lose weight, the checklist, you have to understand you are going to lose motivation. The reason I put that in here is because it is so important that you have your expectations in check, because the worst thing that can happen is most people think they're going to be motivated and fired up every day. And then when it's not, it's a rude awakening and they were expecting it to be there and it wasn't. And then they fall off and sabotage and gain their weight back. I'm telling you, you may feel motivated right now, or most people, when they're starting a plan, they're starting it because they're motivated. And so they set all these expectations. They're like, I'm going to do this and this and this and this and this. I'm going to do this. And then that lasts for about a week, maybe not even that. Then all of a sudden they have zero desire and they don't want to do anything at all. But now they have this plan that they set up for themselves while they were motivated, and then that's setting them up for failure. This is why you should be doing everything under the last bullet of, if you can't do it for 10 years, don't do it for 10 days. But also, you need to make sure what you're doing is doable for when you're not motivated. That's the biggest thing. You have to make sure you have to understand you're going to lose motivation, and that's not a deal breaker for you. I mean, imagine if you thought you were going to be motivated every day raising your kids or going to work or brushing your teeth. Well, we would all be fucked. Expectations are everything. Expectations govern an experience entirely. But if going into weight loss and trying to change your life, if motivation is a make or break thing for you, then that's a problem. That means we're not ready for this yet. If the only way you can make progress and show up for yourself is if you feel like it, we're not ready for this yet. So this is why number 1, 2, 3, 4 on this list is you're going to lose motivation. You got to be okay with that. And you've got to commit and be like, all right, I'm going to show up even though I won't feel like it. I'm going to do the things I said I would do even though I don't feel like it. And if you're not okay with that, we're not ready to lose weight. That's why it's on the before you try to lose weight checklist. Okay. Number 5, excuse me. Sorry. I'm still on the tail end of this thing. Number 5. This is a big one. You're going to think you aren't making enough progress. I'm telling you, no one is safe from this one, myself included. I have seen so many people make astronomical progress. I mean, even our clients make ungodly progress. You know, like I may be partial because they're my clients, but it's incredible. Like the results our clients will get. But along these same lines, I'm just using this as an example, the brain and the eyes are a weird thing. Our own brain and eyes play tricks on us. In every person, every single person will always think, I think the same thing, that we're not making enough progress or we should be further ahead. But that's a slippery slope. That is a denial of what's in front of you right now. And it is actually reprogramming your brain, your reticular activating system specifically, to cause you to fall off. I have seen so many people make night and day progress, but in the back of their head, something is telling them, I should have made more. It's not enough. Oh, it doesn't somehow for some other qualifications, this doesn't count. And that is so dangerous. I've literally seen people who went from looking pregnant to not, who went from like five sizes down of pant sizes. I've seen people literally go from like love handles to abs, like the most night and day different results. And but in their head, they thought they had this belief somewhere that's like, I should have made more progress, or the scale spike. So it invalidates everything. And it is so dangerous, and it will cause sabotage because actions follow focus. And if your focus gets off, boom, the rest is history. So you have to understand before you go into this, that you are going to feel like you are not making enough progress. Like, you have to understand it's such an extreme thing where, like, imagine if you found $1 million, part of your brain would be like, well, it should have been 2 million. Or if you won like the lottery, part of you would look at the guy that won the bigger lottery and be kind of envious of him. That's just how the brain works, which is crazy. So you have to understand that in fat loss, which results are way slower, way less extreme, but that's how it's going to work. You'll lose, let's say, a couple inches off your waist, but your brain will go straight to, well, I still have more to lose, or the scale spiked this morning, or whatever the case is. So you have to be ready for that. That's the way your brain naturally operates. And it will cause you to fall off if you're not careful. Sabotage is sneaky. It's not this like proverbial, like, oh, here's it comes and throws you off. It is so charismatic and so sneaky and such a sweet talker. This is why people fall off unintentionally. They don't mean to. It's why, think about it. Sabotage convinces you that giving up is going to make you more progress. Think about that. It's crazy. So you have to understand that before you go into this weight loss journey, you are going to feel like you're not making enough progress. Just assume you're going to be living in a state of, oh, it's not enough progress. I should be further ahead. I'm behind. Literally every single person feels like this. So you have to understand, though, it's not true, though. I'm not trying to enable that where you're going to just live in suffering and like, in resentment. I'm telling you that you have to know that that's going to happen, and you have to know that it's not true. You're going to have these feelings of, oh, I should be making more progress, but it's wrong. Oh, I should be further ahead, but it's not true. Okay. It's almost a warning and an expectation more than anything. Okay. Moving on. Before you try to lose weight, number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No, this is another thing that you're naturally going to be inclined to do, but we have to resist it. No all or nothing. You have to understand that you are not an all or nothing person. I've yet to meet an all or nothing person in my life, and I'm one of the most extreme all or nothing people you could probably meet, but I'm not even one. It's one of those things. Here's what I mean by that. First of all, when we wave the all or nothing flag, it's when we're about to make a bad decision, right? You messed up on your nutrition and you feel like, oh, fuck it. I'm going to finish the rest of this pizza and then start over Monday because I'm an all or nothing person. No, you're trying to validate, whether you're aware of it or not, the bad decision you're about to make. So you have to understand that you're not an all or nothing person. Because the problem is, all or nothing sounds good like in a vacuum, like in its little container, but it doesn't work in real life. Because the thing is, all is cool until you can't be all, which you can't logically be all because you have a normal life, which means you go the other way into nothing. Every pendulum swings the other way. This is why your life thrives in balance, and balance is even on a sliding scale. So you have to understand that we cannot wave the all or nothing flag at all. So before you go into weight loss and before you try to change your life, this is why it's on this before you try to lose weight checklist, is we have to realize there's not going to be any all or nothing. Food is not all or nothing. Lives are not all or nothing. Nothing else in your life operates in the all or nothing realm. Like, you're not an all or nothing person or a perfectionist in any other area in your life outside of weight loss, right? If you got a flat tire, you don't pop the other three. If you open up a carton of eggs and one's broken, you don't throw the whole carton away. If your kid smarted back to you, you don't put them up for adoption. Right? If you were late to work, you speed trying to get there and apologize to your boss. Like, you are not an all or nothing person. You don't forget to brush your teeth and start over Monday. You don't do that stuff. It's only in weight loss we do it. And it's only when we're trying to validate a bad behavior in the areas that we struggle with. So leave all or nothing at the door. Excuse me. All right. Oh, getting close. Almost done. This is a big one. This is another huge one. So, because again, but the before you, we're talking about the before you try to lose weight checklist. Number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Number 7. You must be able to fit your life into your plan. Look, I've been helping coach people changed their lives in for the last, I don't know, 12 years or so. And the only way this works is if you put your life tactically inside your plan. A lot of people say, oh, it's a lifestyle, but no one's putting their lifestyle in their diet, in their plan. It's almost like fat loss becomes like the everything here, their life. And then they're like, oh, my family, my work, my hobbies, my friends are over here. And I'm just going to like half-ass wave at them while I like live in fat loss. That's not how this works. You need to tactically put if anything, you need to actually have your life and fit like fat loss in it. But what I mean in this specific bullet on this podcast episode is it's easy to say, oh, it's a lifestyle. Because I agree with you. You have to make these things a lifestyle and sustainable, all that. But you need to actively put your lifestyle into your plan. You need to take your favorite foods, put it in your plan. Take your favorite hobbies, put it in your plan. Take your family and friends and kids and put it in your plan. Because if you live fat loss in this cookie cutter box and your life is over here, it's going to be like shoving a square peg into a round hole and you will never make it. Or if you do make it, you'll hate your life so much and you'll have shunned your entire family, friends, and favorite foods and social events that you'll end up sabotaging and giving up and gaining all of your weight back. And I don't want to see that happen to you. So this is why before you go into this, before you try to lose weight, you must be able to fit your life into your plan, right? So what we do for clients, like a few examples, we'll have our clients, we'll teach them how to take their favorite foods and put it in their diet, in their calories. We'll teach them how to take their favorite social events. They're scared to go out to eat. No, we're going to show them how to go out to eat in their favorite social events, put it into their plan. Time with their kids and family and wives and husbands and all that, put it in their plan. That's how you have to approach this if you want this to be a long-lasting thing. Because we can't just shun our lives for the sake of fat loss, because then what do you think is going to happen when you get there? You're going to have to keep doing the same things to keep it. It's why the number three on this list was, if you can't do it for the next 10 years, don't do it for the next 10 days. Okay. And then finally, last one, you must have an exit strategy. What I mean by that is how we do this in coaching is we actually have a third phase. Like in our coaching program, we have a three stage process. I told you the first one's dieting from the inside out, the inner game stuff. Stage two is boring fat loss, where we actually get them to lose the weight in a really chill way. Then lastly, stage three is called maintenance mastery, because we need our clients to have an exit strategy where this way, once they lose the weight, we take them back through maintenance, get their calories as high as we can. And that way they don't have to be in a deficit ever again. And boom, that's how maintenance works. And we have to have an exit strategy, because the last thing we want our clients to do is feel like they have to keep dieting forever. That's what all these other plans do. So you need to have an exit strategy, because imagine this, think of it this way. If you've been on a diet most of your life and now you've lost all your weight and you don't have a reason to diet anymore, part of your brain is out of a job. So now this is when people sabotage, go find the weight back they lost so they can diet again, because that's what's most comfortable. It's how people sabotage. This is why after you lose all your weight, there's like a little sabotaging demon right there that's going to make it really hard to keep the weight off. So this is why you need an exit strategy. This is why you'll see companies like Weight Watchers, for example, not teach an exit strategy, because it keeps you in their cycle for longer. So you have to understand that before you try to lose weight, weight loss is not the goal. Weight loss is the process to get to the goal of true maintenance. So once you lose the weight, you must have an exit strategy to bring your fat calories back up, bring your food back up, so you're not on a diet forever and you're not living in this deprived state. So that's now here's the thing. Every human's different. Like every client that we approach with this is different. But from a principle standpoint, before you try to lose weight, this is just like, again, a warning, you must have an exit strategy. You must have a system in place. That way, once you're done losing the weight, you're not going to gain it back, and you can go thrive and live your life with your newfound results. That's what this is about. Okay. That's it. That is it. Those are it. How many do we have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, 8 of those. So I'm going to recap real quick. So those are the 8 checks for the before you try to lose weight checklist. Number 1, inner game on point. Number 2, you have to have a good starting point with your nutrition, calories, and metabolism. Number 3, you have to live by the adage of, if I can't do it for the next 10 years, I won't do it for the next 10 days. Number 4, you'll lose motivation. Number 5, you'll think you aren't making enough progress. Number 6, there's not going to be any all or nothing. Okay. Number 7, you must be able to fit your life into your plan. And number 8, you must have an exit strategy. So I know that was a lot. I apologize for my post sick vibes, but I wanted to get this out to you nonetheless. Here's the thing. Let me just say this. If this is something that you struggle with, and this was like a really like eye opener that you're like, holy shit, I didn't know. I had to have that many checks and boxes before I even try to lose weight. Like losing weight alone, it's a big deal, but holy shit, like that was a lot. If you want our help with this and you want us to walk you through this and see about what that would look like, we have coaching slots open and I will leave a link in the description where if you want to apply for coaching with us, there's a special link for podcast listeners only. That way you can go to the front of the list because I have a special place in my heart for my podcast listeners. So I'll leave that link below. If you're listening to this and you're like, wow, I don't know if I can do that on my own. I don't know if I want to do that on my own. That's a lot more than what I thought. Look, I'm telling you, we do this every day with people. We have a system around it. I kind of walked you through that system a little bit already. So no pressure either way, just throwing that out there. If this is something that you want help with, go to the link below and apply for coaching and I'll see if it's a good fit. And if it is, awesome, we can run. If not, I'll still make sure you're pointed in the right direction. That way you're not just left empty handed. Okay. Otherwise, The last thing is I also do have, like I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, I do have in the description my actual fat loss checklist. If you're newer to my content and you want a little bit more information on how to lose weight the right way, go through my fat loss checklist. It's a free course. But otherwise, that is it. I appreciate you guys once again for tuning in to today's episode. Be sure and subscribe if you haven't already. I love you and we'll talk to you next time.